This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. As drought conditions continue, K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Dennis Patton, says there are ways to conserve water use in the home landscape, but it takes short-term and long-term planning. Dennis, I guess when it comes to landscaping, really the impact that water usage may have, not only impacted by what we plant and what type of lawn we want, but really just even our watering efficiency.
Right. You know, there's a lot of things to consider when it comes to trying to maintain a good lawn or a landscape on less water. So we just need to kind of step back, kind of look at the big picture, because there's issues between, you know, how much rain we get, the distribution of the rain, and then how much water we want to apply to that lawn. And we just need to kind of make decisions on how to manage it from there. You know, water conservation is year-round, just not when we have a drought, because sometimes if we can plan ahead, put in more drought-tolerant species, plants, have more drought-tolerant kind of practices in place, we don't have to react as much. Our lawns and our plants are prepared and ready to deal with less water.
For someone who's doing a new lawn, they can take these into account, but for someone who has an existing lawn, how do they maybe transition to more of a low-water landscape?
There's several ways to handle that. I think, first of all, just appropriate grass selection itself. You know, most of the state of Kansas are doing cool season grass varieties such as tall fescue, bluegrass. There are warm season varieties that will tolerate more extreme heat, a drought, you know, Bermuda grass, zoysia grass, you know, in some parts of the state, buffalo grass, which is a native grass out in western Kansas, would be all applicable varieties. So we start with a plant that's going to tolerate more dry conditions. I think the other thing we look at is our maintenance. Are we mowing at the correct height? You know, mowing is probably more than anything else is going to help with handle heat and drought stress. And then we look at how we potentially water or don't water that lawn, and also how we fertilize it or don't fertilize that lawn too, as part of being more drought conscious or water conscious.
I think sometimes the thought is I will just do some light, frequent waterings, and that's one of those things that we should not be doing.
Right. You know, I think the best thing to do with water management on turf is let it stress in the spring. You know, when we have cooler conditions, you know, if you want to tend to water, hold off watering. You know, normally we have the cooler days, cooler nights. Yeah, you know, we might not have the rainfall, but if we can hold off on that watering, it kind of thickens up the lawn, it toughens it up, it sends that root system deeper, so we don't want it to really think it's ever going to have a lush capacity of water. Then, as you said, you know, one of the things we want to do, if you are going to water, you know, there's keeping the grass looking golf course green, and then there's keeping the grass alive. And I think as we head more into these water conscious issues, then I think a lot of us is just going to be watering enough to keep the grass alive. And if you still want some green in it, then, you know, maybe once or twice a week, we're going to really deeply soak that lawn to keep the green in it. If we're okay with letting the bluegrass, the tall fescue go dormant, then we may be deep soaking every 2 to 3 weeks just to keep it alive.
We're really looking at that maybe 6 to 8 inch depth.
Correct. And the reason we sometimes say the average lawn or plant needs about an inch or so of water a week is because in our heavy clay soils, that inch soaking of rain or man-made rain, so to speak, will soak that soil to a depth about 6 inches or so, and that's where the vast majority of the lawn roots are going to be, in that upper 6 to 8 inches. So we can fully hydrate that. That gets that profile, you know, nice and moist, wet, and it will sustain that grass for another week with usually under pretty good care, you know, keeping some green into it.
And we really want to make sure that we're more or less trickling that water out, not necessarily doing the fire hose effect.
Right. You know, that's a good point, because on most of our soils that are fairly heavy clay, you know, if you really look at it kind of from a technical standpoint, it can only absorb maybe a quarter of an inch of water at most per hour. And so if you apply that water faster than it's going to be soaking into the soil, if you're on any type of slope, you're going to have runoff. And so we want to apply that water slowly that it soaks into the soil. And so, yes, we got to be very cautious. If it's running off, it's not soaking into the soil.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Dennis Patton, with tips for reducing water use in the home landscape. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.